As I lie here, I recount the memory of our first foray into this world. I glanced off to the side at the various items you had used on me during the time. A parting gift you had whispered against my lips before you captured it in a deep, hungry kiss before leaving my side. My mind flicks back to the memory. The blindfold was the first thing. I did not hear your approach as I stood in the kitchen doing dishes. I was extremely startled and jerked defensively as it was lowered quickly over my eyes. I was instantly aware of your scent and body heat and relaxed. You stroked my hair gently. And then your hands came to my wrist and moved them over the knobs. I knew what you want, and I turned off the water. You released me long enough to rest the towel on my hands, and I dried them quickly. Apparently chores were to wait. You turned me around, taking my hands in yours again. You lowered them to your hips and began walking towards the bedroom. I know we're barely inside the door when you stop me and have me stand, waiting. You're moving with astounding stealth, and I jump again when I feel one of the cats suddenly brush against the back of my leg. I feel foolish, but even more so when you chuckle at my reaction. You're in front of me, and I'm startled once again when I feel the cock and ball gag at my mouth. One of your fingers strokes my cheek, and I open my mouth. I have to open a little wider when I realize you're putting it full in, and not just the cock tip. My hand brushes across the leather strap, as I remember how you pulled it tight about my head and you fastened the buckle deftly. I'm surprised when I feel you gather my ponytail up and secure it to the top of my head with some kind of barrette. I groan lightly over the gag when I feel you pull up on my ear. A small amount of goop is filling the space, and I know you found the swimmer's earplug stuff in the case where the gag, cuffs, and rope were. I cannot control the speed of my heartbeat, as you do the same with my other ear. I stand there for a moment, trying to fight off the wave of complete disorientation, when your hands are upon me. Your thumbs have landed exactly where you intended, upon my uppermost trigger points, where my neck meets my shoulders. You press down, and my shoulders fold backwards. You press harder, and my legs somewhat collapse under me, and I'm now upon my knees. I'm left again, only briefly, but you're soon there again. I lifted my hand to finger one of the rings of the collar at my neck, remembering how you removed my stuffed collar and replaced it with the wider, multi-ring one and snapped it tight. Your hands roughly grab at my shirt and pull it off me. My bra comes off just as roughly. Your thumbs press into those trigger points once more, only this time you followed their action with your fingernails, digging into my flesh and raking down either side of my spine. My own nails digging into my own skin in an attempt to catch that feeling. I remember how you continued moving down my back, finding each pair of points and following the same action. Thumbs pressing in hard, followed by raking nails. Each time I've moaned over the gag and bent further forward, curling up into a ball, exposing taut the flesh of my back. Deprived of my other senses, my pain receptors go into overdrive and sink and you crab into my ass hard. My fingers and nails sticking in. You begin to stand and you want me to follow suit. You take my wrist in your hands again, put them at the weight of my shorts. I lower them, and my panties quickly fall to the floor. I move to step out of them, but you grab me from behind. One arm wraps about my chest, the other holding me steady. And I feel your teeth dig right into my shoulder hard. My breath catches. I remember the feeling as I scream softly over the gag. The arm around my chest moves and nails dig into the flesh. They're starting at my collarbone and working downward across the top of my left breast. And your teeth dig in again. My legs weaken, and I feel your steadying hand grip me tighter. You release me slowly, and I stand waiting again. All I have now is my heartbeat, rushing blood and stinging flesh. Your hands encircle my wrists once more, and you lead me to the room next to my bedroom. You walk me through the door, and you move me a few feet in and stand me still. You raise my left arm upward and to the left, the cuffs already in place on the bar. As you're tightening it around my wrist, I have to wonder just how quickly and shockingly silent you moved everything into place while I was doing the dishes, locking the two bars into their rings on the posts, hooking the cuffs into the posts with their spring clamps. How long had you had them waiting? Your hands take my right arm now, upward and to the right, stretching them out into a V. Then you move to my ankles. You spread my legs further than I set the farthest rings. The cuffs go around the right ankle and are secured to the lower bar. You even found and attached another set of eyeballs to the bar. And I'm thinking, when did you do this? You take my right ankle in hand, securing the cuff around it. Very lastly, you hook one of the spring clamp leads into the center ring of the collar and pull it tight. I now cannot turn my head. I am completely immobile and cut off from anything but my own thoughts and feelings. I'm unable to duplicate everything you did that day, but I was able to bind my arms with my cuffs. What I feel right now is just a drop in a bucket compared to how helpless and cut off I felt when I was under your control. I suck in a rough breath when I feel the cool leather of the cup rest softly upon my shoulder. You let it slide languorously down my back, over my ass, and down my left thigh. The moment I realize it is gone, it returns four times in rapid succession. two times on each of my ass cheeks. I struggle slightly against the bonds, mostly from surprise, before the sting of those subsides and more fall upon my upper back and my thighs. You take Evercane in between my lids, smacking up my inner thighs. Shuddering ever so slightly, caught between the sensation of escaping the pain and falling into it. Something is your nails I'm feeling again, clawing at the inside of my outstretched arms, raking downward to my ribs, my hips, and deep into my thighs. Your hands travel around and up to my back, where you again manipulate my trigger points hard and deep. Only this time I do not have you to support me. My body convulses against them. I cannot fold. Cannot curl up. I strain against the bones, and I can feel, almost smell a light amusement coming about you. You move down steadily, hitting each pair with stunning accuracy. Unexpectedly, your hands are gone, and I'm left wondering and waiting again, but not for long. Your hands roughly grab my right breast, and you pull out the flesh of the nipple, extending it. I feel you moving a clothespin into position, and I wait for the sensation. When you release me, I'm met by a burning and stinging that courses about halfway through my entire breast. You follow suit with the left. Some more have been added in a starburst type pattern, pinching the flesh above areolas. It has been a while since I've had many on at once, and I try to shift my feet, but discover it is a useless attempt. The stinking burn in both breasts is continual now. Does not fade, and it cannot be blocked out. As I remember the sensations, I felt an unstoppable need to have it again. As I attach just one clamp, one pin on it to my nipple, and the other one to the left. I remember expecting the crop to return at any moment, but this does not happen. I feel a much sharper, much harsher sting to my ass. Whatever you struck me with, you continue, and the stinging is like short horizontal bites into my flesh. I have never felt this before. I can feel my flesh become hot through the pain, which is building more and more with each strike. I can only imagine the sound as each blow lands. You move down very slowly into my thighs. The pain there is fresh. You maneuver to my thighs, and this gets me struggling against my bones. The pain is this sharp, intense, biting. This sting is unlike anything And I know welts have risen from each and every blow. They continue downward. The backs of my knees, my calves, never knowing if it would strike the left or right. There is no pattern to your actions. I didn't feel your hands around my left ankle. You released the cuffs from the bar. Believe them on me. You lifted off the floor, making me bend at my leg at the knee. I knew what was coming and I struggled somewhat. Your left arm wraps around my leg and you keep holding my ankle. Then the first blow comes down upon the sole of my foot. Hard. I jerk back from you, from my bounds, from the pain. But you continue until my whole entire foot is stinging. And I know the soul must be a deep shade of pink. You released me. And standing upon the foot now is difficult as you raise the right one, continuing, inflicting the same torment up on the sole of my right foot as you did with the left. By this time, I cannot control the tears that have been welling and seeping out from under the blindfold. My body begins to shake with sobs. You release my right foot. I know this is what you've been waiting for. These tears. Even now, as I think back on it, I can't help the tears that escape from the corner of my eyes. Your hands come up and release the upper cuffs from the bar. And you hold them, lowering my arms to my sides. You pull me to you with your hands resting upon my shoulders. The warmth and sheer presence of your body is beyond soothing to me. Your left arm wraps around my waist as my tears subside. And I am anticipating a full embrace. This does not happen. Your right hand still firmly grasping my upper arm. Your head lowers and your teeth sink into my shoulder. I scream over the gag and my knees try to buckle, but your arm steadies me. Oh. I expect blood this time, though. Just as I think your teeth will break my flesh, you release me. I'm trembling now. Both hands upon my shoulders turn me to the left and urge me out the back door into the bedroom. As the last vestige of the memory fades, I realize I worked myself up into quite a state. The lingering sting from the crop and the steady throbbing pain from the clothespins has me trembling for release. My hips lift desperately into the air as my hand pulls at the pin. Growling and gasping at the biting pain I feel. I reach between my slick covered thighs, gasping as my fingers encounter the sticky mess I made. All I wanted was release at that moment. But one command lingers in my mind. I'm unable to give in unless he wills it. And with that, my hand drops to my side. Yes, I'm left desperately wanting. Body shuddering. Until my dom grants me the sweet relief of release.